Welcome to Listen and Learn Recordings. Today we're going to be looking at the iPhone 3GS. My name is Dara O'Haley and you can access this again from www.lalrecordings.com. The iPhone 3GS. Is it more efficient? Is it less efficient? Will the touchscreen be easy to use? I don't know about not having no keys. Is it not bigger than a normal phone? Is it going to be as fast as my phone? Will I be able to use it? What's the voices like? I've heard so many questions over the last while, and in fact I've had all of those questions as well. But what are the answers? I'm afraid the answers are specific to what you want from a phone. What you can do with a phone, what you expect from your phone. To give you some background, I've had phones like the E51 is my last one, the N95,
screen lock.
91, the N91 that is. I've had the 6600, 6680. I've had a Windows Mobile phone that had 5 and 6 on it, which was the HTC Universal or QTech 9000. I've had phones right from, the first one I had was a Siemens phone, I think it was. It was really old. That was a long time ago. So, yeah, since like the first analog phones came out, I've had one. So, you name it, I've used it. Predominantly, I've used phones with a standard keypad, a standard phone keypad. So, I've used the normal input of T9 or text input. So this is quite a change for me. I've only had the iPhone 3GS since Friday. So only really began using it on Friday night when I got back from work. So excuse me if I'm not the fastest person getting around there, but as I think you'll see, and I hope you'll agree, it is quite fast. And I'd ask you to keep in mind as well when you're listening to this, when you got your first mobile phone, it took you quite a while. It took everyone quite a while to get used to the keys, to get used to the system, the menu navigation, even the speech app. We had to get used to a lot. So, when you're listening to me using this one, remember that I've only been using it 2 days, and although I'm very happy with it, and I have no reason to ever think that I won't be happy with it, it's still a very new experience. So let's start by unlocking the phone, pressing the home key. And then you're going to press this.
Unlock button. Unlock button. Messages. Double tap to open.
You hear, first of all, messages. Double tap to open. I can go around the screen. I can just drag my finger around.
Messages. Calendar. Photos. Camera. YouTube. Stocks. Maps. Weather. Voice. Notes. Clock. Calculator. Compass. App Store. iTunes. Page 1 of 2. Settings. Phone. Mail. Safari. iPod. Double tap to open.
Okay. So here, after every one, if I leave it for a second, it'll say double tap to open. I can also go here.
60% battery power. Status bar item. 1931. Status bar item. 1931. Vodafone IE network. Status bar item. 1931. Status bar item.
So I'm reading the status bar items in the top as well. I can move to the second page. Or can I?
Maps. iPhone search.
There you go.
Search iPhone. Empty list.
Search.
Page 1 of... Page 2 of 2. Twitter later. Fring. Facebook. Cydia. Double tap to open.
Back
messages.
To the main home screen
double
again.
Double tap to open.
So the home screen can be divided into pages as well. So you have page 1 and page 2. And you can flick between those two pages using 3 fingers. Just flick left or right. I can also go to the messaging program here and write a message.
Messages. 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 Button.
Okay. To explain also, you have 2 ways of getting into any particular icon or selecting something. You can either tap and then double tap. And the first tap will make a voiceover tell you what your finger is on. And then no matter where you double tap on the screen, because you've set focus on that item, it will execute or activate that icon. So if I go down to here to messaging.
Messages. Button.
Okay. VoiceOver now is focused on that. So even if I go to the other part of the screen and double tap.
Messages. Edit. Button.
So messages. Edit button. So I'm on. I know now. Now I'm on the edit button. So just like. I suppose, is there anything else I can think of that would be similar to that? No, there's nothing really. VoiceOver will remember where you are, so even if you take your finger off that and double tap somewhere else, it doesn't matter, because VoiceOver is on that part. Now, instead of double tapping, if you need to make sure that you don't move off that item, or if your finger needs to be in that position to go to some other position afterwards, for example, while using the keyboard, then you can use this kind of this multi-finger approach, which means one finger stays on the screen and the other finger taps to confirm the item under your finger. So, for example, if I was on messaging, I could leave my index finger on that item and then use my thumb to click on messaging. So I just
home,
press it once.
Screen locked.
I better go unlock that again.
Unlock button. Unlock button. Messages. Edit button.
Okay, I want to go to compose here.
Edit button. Edit. Emma. Compose button. Cancel button. Text field.
Now I'm going to move it to
double
portrait.
Double tap to edit. Landscape.
Sorry, landscape. Sorry about that. Landscape means that I'm flipping the phone on its side. And that what that does is it changes the keyboard so it's across the entire length of the phone instead of just being on the bottom of the phone. Makes it a bit easier to type, in my opinion, anyway.
Text field is editing. Double text field is editing. Add from address book. Button. Add from address book. Choose a contact to text message. Alan Cunningham. Alish Quinn M. Search. Text. Alan Cunningham. A. W. Q. W. E. E. Portrait. Alan English. Emma. M. Text field. Landscape. Text field is editing. Auto text field is editing. Auto correction
okay,
on.
So
auto cap on.
Added Emma as a person there. And I'm gonna go.
A S D F G H A G E E L L L O O space hello T T G H H I O I S S space space D I S A space space V T T E E F A S F R T T space space delete M M R E E W W
oops
E F, delete delete D F S S S A F G G R, E E space message R hello, this is a test message. Text field is editing. Auto correction on. Auto
I made
tap
a
mistake
on. There. Some stage
double tap button. To edit. Send button. Dimmed. Text field is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap
okay,
on.
I'm going to go to the
home
page.
Trip.
And you hear that whoop? That means the message has been sent successfully. Okay. So you could see there that it wasn't too slow. Considering that, as I said at the start, if you were to equate this to sending your first message or even your second or third message on a keypad when you saw a keypad first for your first mobile phone, it's actually not too bad. You do have to allow it some time there to get used to it. And one thing that I haven't got very good at yet is actually editing back over a message that I've sent or that I'm about to send. The carrot navigation is something that I'm finding a bit difficult to get used to. But that's not to say that I won't get used to it very quickly. Yeah, I just need to read the manual, and I haven't done that yet. Well, I haven't done that yet since I bought the phone, so I haven't had a great reference to, you know, to apply certain things to. There
screen
are...
Locked.
Oh, my screen's locked again. So there are quite a few applications you can get for the iPhone, and a lot of them are already accessible. One I want to show you, or two I want to show you, are Facebook and Twitter, social networking applications.
Unlock. Button. Unlock. Button. Messages. Page 2 of 2. Twitter later.
So, I'm in Twitter now.
Button.
And I'm just going to read back over some tweets here.
Button. Button. Syra Brennan. Donegal v. Derry. Syra Brennan. Kerry v. Sligo. Jonathan Mazin. At Brian Hartin, perhaps he's preparing for my visit?
So there you go. There's three tweets that I've just read there. Very easy. Just swipe your finger across the screen for each one. I'm going to go to Facebook. Now, Facebook is really cool. I don't like Facebook on the normal computer because I find the website just too slow. But on this, it's just so fast.
Cathal Joseph Teague is planning his next escape. 6 hours. Declan Meanike became a fan of The Big Bang Theory. Declan Meanike became a fan of The Last Confession of Alexander Pierce. Showing Rose 10-14/18. Kiri Doyle and Nolene Devlin are now friends. Louise Taylor doesn't know whether I enjoyed the walk. Nicholas Keeley evening. Using Facebook for the first time with my mobile. Feel home.
I'm just giving you a very quick overview of this. I'm using my finger to very quickly
page two
find
of two. Page 1 of 2. Messages.
Different
double tap to open.
Items within Facebook and Twitter. I can also look here.
Weather.
At the weather.
Weather.
And notice.
High 18 degrees Celsius.
Okay, to be clear.
Low 12 degrees Celsius.
I cannot see the screen of this phone at all. Okay. But I can automatically find it now where certain icons are on the screen. Just from memory. Okay. And if I didn't memorize where they were. Then I can very quickly just use my finger and swipe down until I find what I want. So let's find out what the weather is at the moment.
Currently. 16 degrees Celsius.
Okay, what about tomorrow?
Sunday cloudy. High 18 degrees Celsius, low. Monday rain. High 18 degrees Celsius, low 13 degrees Celsius.
Monday rain.
Monday rain. Tuesday rain.
Tuesday's gonna rain.
Tuesday rain. Wednesday windy. Wednesday windy.
It's gonna be windy.
Thursday rain.
Thursday rain.
Friday partly cloudy. High 17 degrees Celsius, low 12 degrees Celsius.
It's gonna be partly cloudy. So, yeah, you can tell in Ireland we have a lovely summer. And the last time it was updated.
Updated. 12072009-1938. Home.
So there you go.
Weather.
I can
double
also go
to open. YouTube.
To YouTube.
Double tap to
okay, YouTube. And let's feature. Just look at some of the featured recordings here.
Shiny Tech TV. AOS Sports active on the Wii. Child fever. Alert. Emma.
Oh.
Hello, Derek. How are you? I hope you are having a good afternoon.
Emma just said, hello, how are you? I hope you're having a good afternoon. I can
close,
either close.
Button, reply.
Or reply.
Button,
for now, I'll go
close,
to close.
Button. Close. YouTube. Child fever. Pretty cool people interview Tommy Pallotta. 3 stars. Protect your privacy. 5 stars. 5,348. Shiny Tech TV. AOS Sports active on the Wii. 3 stars. 2,50,368. Views. Duration 3 minutes. 12 seconds. Submitted by Shinny Media.
So, there you go. I can go and view this. I'll just do that.
Child, Shiny Tech TV. Landscape.
Landscape. So, it's just it means that certain things like videos are sent to the screen the other way around. So, you hold them on the side.
Video. Pin.
And there we have a YouTube
Hi,
video.
This is Zara for Shiny Shiny in Tech Digest. I'm just about to try a brand new game for the Wii called EA Active, which aims to be a personal trainer at home. The game comes complete with
okay, let's stop this now.
For resistance training.
Video. Dim. Video. Dim. Video. Dim. Previous. Button. Pause. Button. Play. Highlighted. Button.
Back to the home screen.
Home. Portrait.
There you go. So, I can get into YouTube, I can search YouTube as well. I could either go to iPod as well.
iPod, the Chieftains, button.
It's
artists, songs, but artists.
Artists.
Select artists, artist, Cathal Hayden, Kathy Jordan Dervish, Seal Don Cheel, Cherish the Lady, the Chieftains, Chris Droney with George Byard. Showing Rose 20, Clannad of Ekbride, Clannad, Christy Moore, Cora Smith, Colm Murphy, The Course, Cora Smith.
It's
Cora Smith, artist, 50 Cent Jig. Cora Smith, 50 Cent Jig. Are we there yet? Dim. Pause. Button. Play. Highlighted. Button. Home.
So you can
iPod.
See that I can really navigate through this
open.
quite quickly. And I can access what I need to do very easily as well. I would show you the browser.
Safari. Double tap to open.
It's very easy to use, so there's not really much to show you
Safari.
There.
Safari.
Let's go in anyway and have a look.
Safari, the dodgy domain of Digital Vera, heading level 1.
Okay, let's read this and go.
The dodgy domain of Digital Vera, heading level 1. Technology, accessibility, music and personal blog. Heading level 2, home, link, about me, link, blog archive, link, contact me, link, audio walkthroughs, link, music performance and lessons, link.
Okay, and let's just shut that up by double tapping twice. Or double tapping on the screen once even. So there you go, I went into the browser and the first thing it showed me was my website. I stuck it on there just for, you know, demonstration purposes. I can look at bookmarks. It let me look at bookmarks. In a second. Button. There you go.
Utilities. Forward. Button. Back. Button.
So yeah, the little noise you're getting when I do this.
Tab. Bookmark. Utility. Forward. Back. Button.
The little clicks you're hearing between the speech, the lower pitch clicks, are to signify that there's nothing where I'm trying to click at the moment. So it tells you that there's nothing to be spoken.
Home. Safari. Double tap to open.
So hopefully that gives you an idea now of exactly what the iPhone is capable of to a certain extent. Let's just...
Messages. Double tap to open.
Okay, yeah. So it shows the message that I got there a few minutes ago as read because I closed it, which is cool. There's nothing worse than having a message and you know what it is, but you still have to go into the inbox and check it. And then I do find this whole experience to be much faster than a normal mobile phone, in fairness to Apple now. They're doing very well. So yeah, as I said, I hope this does give you an idea, but I would suggest that no matter how many audio reviews you listen to, or no matter how many text reviews you read or how many people you speak to about this, nothing can give you the impression or the right ideas about how this works than actually sitting there beside it and actually using the thing. So I hope you've enjoyed that. As always, these recordings can be found on www.lalrecordings.com. For feedback, please do email d@digitaldara, digitaldarragh.com. And of course, my personal website is www.digitaldara.com. Thanks for listening.